But it was interesting because I had some very preconceived notions about, for instance, evangelical Christianity, and I found that it's such a wide and varied movement that it is difficult to make generalizations about it. There's a group I met with called the Red Letter Christians, and they focus on the red words in the Bible, which are the ones that Jesus spoke. That's how they printed them in the old Bibles. And their argument is that Jesus never talked about homosexuality. They have a pamphlet that says, here's what Jesus said about homosexuality. And you open it up and there's nothing in it. So they say Jesus did talk a lot about helping the outcasts, helping poor people. So this was very inspiring to me. And I recommend Jim Wallis and Tony Campolo. They're very inspiring leaders, even though I disagree with much of what they say. Also, thou shalt not disregard the irrational. This one was very unexpected because, you know, I grew up with the scientific worldview, and what I was shocked was learning how much of my life is governed by irrational forces. And the thing is, if they're not harmful, they're not to be completely dismissed. Because I learned that, I was doing all these rituals, these biblical rituals, you know, separating my wool and linen. And I would ask these religious people, you know, why? Why would the Bible possibly tell us to do this? Why would God care? And they said, you know, we don't know, but it's just rituals and that give us meaning. And I would say, you know, but that's crazy. And they would say, well, what about you? You blow out candles on top of a birthday cake. If a guy from Mars came down and saw, here's one guy blowing candles out, the fire on top of a cake, versus another guy not wearing clothes of mixed fabrics, would the Martian say, oh, well, that guy, he makes sense, but that guy's crazy? So, no, I think that rituals are, by nature, irrational. So the key is to choose the right rituals, the ones that are not harmful. But rituals by themselves are not to be dismissed.